You're listening to Real World News. Human rights.
More conflicts over land in Brazil. According to a report published by the Pastoral Land Commission, the northeast region of Brazil concentrated 54% of conflicts over land during the first 6 months of 2010, and the events that are documented every day in that region of Brazil seem to prove it. The Landless Rural Workers Movement, the MST, from Pará State, denounced on September the 6th the murder of a leader by an armed group hired by landowner Josué Benston, former member of the House of Representatives for the right-wing party Partido Laborista Brasileño. Benston had to leave his position as an MP due to his involvement with the Mafia of the Leeches, a system of fraud in the health sector, especially involving the purchase of ambulances. The MST also explained that rural workers João Batista Galdino de Souza and José Valmeristo, known as Caribe, were forced by three gunmen to get on a vehicle, where both were tortured. João Batista Galdino could escape, but José Valmeristo Suárez was killed, and his body was found on Saturday the 4th by members of the organization. The MST had settled a campsite in Cambará Field. Benson has ownership titles over that land, but the rural workers claim that the field belongs to the Brazilian state. This has to be added to another attack which took place on August the 29th against a campsite called Celete Moreno in Maranhão State, where 10 gunmen tried to evict 58 families from Arizona, a field occupied by the MST since 2008. The landless workers are denouncing that the group was hired by people from the field and that they work from the Maranhão private security company, Seprima. A leader of the national coordination of the CPT, Dirceu Fumagalli, analyzed the increase of violence in the northeast region of Brazil. The main problem is land concentration, and this is the region where there are more landless rural workers, said the leader in an interview with Agencia de Noticias Suplanalto.
You're listening to Real World News.